N-A-T-V-E.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Anybody on the channel, it's KF8BDT. KF8BDT, NATVE. Get that radio working.
Roger, how's that sounding anything? Can you hear me now?
Yep, Q5. So it's a little less commotion going on 2 meters than on 10 meters.
Roger that one. Roger that one. I don't know how I missed this, this repeater, but she's in there.
K-8-U-R-V. Yeah, you're right in there now.
That works. That's running off my tower, which I got it pointed straight north, so I'm sure Dave's probably hearing me pretty good over there. I don't know which way. How far you're over in Saginaw?
I'm in here by Bridgeport.
Yep. Well, everything's pegged straight to the 9 and over on that both sides, so I guess it's working.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Oh, shit, I'm on my vertical, sorry. Didn't even look, so. Let me know how this next one works, because we've been having a little difficulties on this.
Problem with a beam or something?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to know.
Well, you were in there, a little bit noisier, but you were there.
Yeah, we're just swinging the beam a little bit towards the repeater, but I don't know, but picking up noise.
Well, the vertical is doing a better job, but keep turning the beam. Sooner or later, you'll get it pointed wherever the tower is. I'm not even sure where the tower for this repeater is.
Rosaline Tower Apartment, wherever that is.
Davenport Avenue by Bay Road. I know where that building is. Hopefully I never end up having to live there.
Roger that, roger that. About it, K-E-8-D-R-V, or U-R-V, I believe it is. Do you love it?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening. You're in there now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to point the beam the right way. Yeah, I don't know why the beam just sometimes it works, sometimes it's noisy.
Well, sounds like you need to clean the contacts.
Yeah, well, I just put that sucker up there, so it should be clean, but and I got 400 running up to it, so I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but Vertigo, he's stuck up, 50 feet in the air. But if this one works better, we'll use the Vertigo, so you guys will both come in loud and clear. So much quieter, I don't know what to do.
I liked it when we had the Pleasant Valley repeater up and running. The whole group was up there, and it was like everybody's just setting in the room, you know?
Yeah, that's what this was sounding like. It's like totally different. So I'm thinking that's a weekend contest, I believe, probably.
God, I hope so. It'll be over with here later on today.
Yep, I'll have to get my handheld hooked up to this repeater, too.
I got both of mine set up for all these repeaters here.
You guys, anybody over there do any simplex?
I don't know. It's really hard to get this thing to go to do what I want it to do, and that to try simplex and all that. This thing's a real bear to start switching stuff around.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm just curious because I know they tried it over in Wausau too. With I can't even think 147. No, what was it? I don't even remember now. But it's day offset. So you never know. It's nice once in a while to do it. The repeaters ever take a poop.
Yeah, it is. This isn't like my ADI radio, my first radio that I had. That ADI, all you had to do is push a button and you're on simplex, and you push it again and it gets you back to your repeater thing. This thing here is like an act of Congress to get through it.
You stuck in on the handheld for Stormy?
Well, that one's all set. That's ready to go for him.
Roger, roger. So what are you talking on now?
My 7900.
Roger that. Yeah, this is a Kenwood G707.
AC. This is the AC 7900.
Just run the standard bare bones out of the radio.
Yeah. I thought I heard somebody else in there. Go ahead.
The simplex frequency that most people use in this location or this area is 145.550. So you might want to make a note of that. And, simplex has its advantages.
I appreciate that. I got that set down, so we'll have to throw that out there and try it once in a while.
No, I hear you on the input. You're S7 on the input, so no problem between you and me.
I switch back to the vertical.
Nice thing about vertical is you don't have to turn them.
Well, and that's the whole idea. Just try to set it up here. And here's something. Then the idea was to turn the other one over there. You know how that works, but don't know, she's just giving me problems. Trouble is, it's up on top of the frickin' tower now, so then I'd have to drop everything to move it.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
I got a set of staff 2-meter beams sitting out in the backyard. I was hoping to get up in the air before the snow flies, but I'm running out of room and running out of towers. I got 5 antenna projects I'm trying to get done, and I guess I need to prioritize, but my vertical I'm on right now is 70 foot in the air, so it seems to do what I need it to do. That and a couple of 100 watts behind it, and I can usually hit most of the repeaters.
You're loud and clear here, so I'm just on 50 watts, and mine's, it's just an arrow. It's just a simple arrow, 70 and 2-meter antenna, and it's picking up, probably 60 feet up in the tree. That's my tower for them. But it's running just 75 feet of RX cable, so I could probably get it to do better, but LMR 400 is a little spendy. But if you need a hand one time, just holler. I'm like 8 miles down the road, so I'm just across 57 mile over from Hemlock on Rock Oaks Road. So.
Yeah. There you are. At the moment, I'm trying to get the leaf problem under control. I live back in the woods, and the trees are getting even for the summer of luxury. And it looks like I got another month before I get all of them cleaned up. 10 days it takes to get the leaves under control, and I gotta burn them. I tried mulching them, I tried throwing them in the field, and it just doesn't work. The only way to get rid of the leaves is to pile them up and put a flame to them. So, that's the fun I get to deal with. And I have nothing but oak trees around here, and oaks are always the last to drop leaves. So it's usually snowing before they all come down, and they don't get going nowhere until spring shows up in a TVE.
KFABDT? Yes. Yes. You're preaching to the choir here. I have the exact same thing. It's a 4-acre woods, and I'm right in the middle of it. And I have, oaks all the way around me. So during acorn season this year, it was so crazy. That's why I had them come out and cut some of the branches off, because some goofy guy put a metal roof on his porch part, man, they ain't nothing better than just hearing the drums beat all night long.
Yeah. It's been a good year for acorns. I tell you what, there's trash cans full of them. Well, I haven't raked any of them up. I got a lawn sweeper I pull behind the tractor, and that you can't deal with the acorns. The leaves are one thing, but the acorns are, get the roller out and roll them into the dirt, and hopefully I don't have to look at them next spring.
The Yeah. Ditto on that one. So I rake as much as I can, but the holes in the yard, of course, because they're in the woods, they suck down in there. Otherwise, I got the, what, that 52-inch orange one, that Tractor Supply sweeper sells, and I put it down low enough, I can pick up a lot of them, but they just push them, I think, so more as windrow them out to the edge. But for years, yeah, I would just start mowing in the center and do circles all the way out each time and just blow them into the woods and let them set there. But now I'm sweeping them, putting them in a pile, and I throw them out in the field behind me, and then I chisel plow the field at least put something back in the ground. But yeah, leaves are kind of a pain in the butt. Be able to pack them into one of the old garbage compactors would be nice, and then put that cube right in my wood boiler outside and burn them.
Yeah, that's the excuse me, another project I need to deal with. I need to get out and get some, I got about 2 cords of firewood cut up, and I need to get another 5 or 6 ready to go, and just dragged home 2 ton of pellets, got the propane tanks filled up, get some wood for the wood stove, and I'll be good for the winter. But what a pain. It used to be easy to stay warm. Now it seems to be getting to be more difficult.
And again, we'll go another ditto on that, because it's exactly the same thing. It's cut, it's sitting out there. I got to get it and put it in the woodshed. And, yep, we got to call the propane guy, but the only thing is I haven't did any wood pellets, so I have my shed out here, and I bought one of them diesel heaters. It's like they used to be a Lebosca brand, but it's just a knockoff. But takes a diesel fuel dumper in and run a pipe outside, and you got instant heat turning on, so they seem to work for a garage anyways. But nope, I gotta lift my wood stove up, level it back off. For some reason it sunk. Cleared out the trees behind my house so I could see the field, so that's all sitting there, brush is gone, now it's just the wood laying all over. So yeah, I understand. And we're over working on the combine, got it back running, and the tractor, and now the backhoe, and the sprayer, getting that all winterized, so I can relate.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Yep. I need to cover the boat back up. I got inside there the other day and got it all cleaned out and ready to go for winter, and the tarp sitting on the swim platform, and it's been breezy the past couple of days, so I haven't struggled to throw that over the top of it, but I need to get the boat covered up for winter, and yep. I figure about the time that winter sets in, I'll be about halfway done with the fall chores. But keep doing what you can do. I gave up on trying to get everything accomplished before the weather turns bad. Now it's just a matter of how much of it I get out of my hair. I bought an electric chainsaw, and that's a lot quieter than running the steel, so I don't have to let everybody in the area know I'm outside raising hell. And I like it. It's a 60-volt electric chainsaw, and I can cut up a wagon load of wood on one battery full of power, haul it to the log splitter, and
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Move on to the next tree. Never cut down anything that's alive. It's all windfall. And there's enough windfall around here. If I had it cleaned up, I wouldn't have to do anything about heat except throw it in the stove and burn it. But I got a oak tree next to the property that fell over a couple of years ago, and the wood's perfect. It's not rotted out. It's dried out and ready to burn. I just got to finish hauling it over and splitting it, but the damn thing is probably 30 inches in diameter and about 80 feet long, so there's a little bit of work. I guess I won't have to try wearing out the iron in the basement. I can just do the wood next door and haul it over here, so. But speaking of that, I gotta feed the goats. I didn't feed the goats and the chickens and the ducks yesterday, so I'm sure today they'll be looking at me cross-eyed.
They'd be all mad at you.
Well, I'm thinking that they're free range in all of them, so hopefully they're out there finding something to nibble on. They get well fed. None of them are starving. And I was getting a dozen eggs a day, but now that the cold weather's got here, I'm only getting about 3 or 4 eggs a day, so winter's here and they're not laying eggs like they used to in the summer.
Oh yeah, they get more food in the summer. K-8-U-R-V-I-D.
Anybody's interested.
And KF8DDT. Yes. Ditto on that one, too. The chickens, I call them my attack chickens because they're at the farm. They're a little banny, so I don't really chase them around. I don't have nests set up, so they just go around and cause mayhem, and that's about it. But yeah, if they ain't got food, I pull up with my Ranger over there, and they're the first one to hit me. There's a nice buck wandering through the woods behind my house right now. I think he's looking for something for that third leg.
I just had a friend got back from Wyoming. He was out there elk hunting. Stopped out there last week. Well, Wednesday of last week. Brought out some elk steaks, so had elk steaks on the grill with him, and a couple of beer to wash it down, and a fire out on the deck, and things were good. And left me a couple of packs of steak for later, so I've only got about 5 or 6 pounds of venison left in the freezer, and I was wondering, need to think about what I'm going to do to replenish the food supply for winter too. Something else I got to deal with, damn it.
Well, I can help you contribute to that if you want some venison. So, from the end of the season, we do a bunch of does just to try to clear out some of the crop damage. But I wait till winter. I don't do the block permits because that's in the middle of the summer. Ain't nobody And nobody's going to hang them there, and we like to butcher them ourselves so we know where the hell the meat comes from and what meat you got. So we usually have plenty, so I'll keep you in mind. Or you can bring your tag over and shoot one yourself.
Well, there you go. You know, I used to do bow hunting. Went rifle hunting a few times, but I figure bow hunting is a more of a sportsman type hobby. Nice thing about bow hunting, you only usually get one shot. But everybody I know seems to like to go up to deer camp and get away from the YLs for a week or two, and usually when they are cruising back home, they swing through here and throw me 5 or 10 pounds of meat and two or three buddies that go up to the same place, so I get enough to get through the winter. And I could, I shot two out the back here in the back part of the land. They roam up and down the driveway. I got driveway alarms. And about 3 or 4 in the morning every night, the driveway alarms go off, and there's 4 or 5 of them wandering down to the neighbor's property. And I got sick. I used to get up there and grab the spotlight, shine out there and count them, but I already know. Couple of doe and a couple of yearlings, and I don't know where the bucks are at. Somebody shot one with a crossbow out in my yard there earlier, about a month ago. My neighbor come over and said, "Did you shoot a deer?" I said, "No, I didn't shoot a deer. Why?" He goes, "There's a dead deer in your yard, and it's got an arrow stuck in it." And I wandered out and looked at it, and he was over there, and he's like, "Check it out." So he called the DNR on him, and the DNR was here within an hour. I figured it'd be a day or 2 days before they showed up, but yeah. It was about 9 a.m. in the morning. They were out here and looking at the deer. They took the arrow out, and I'm like, "I don't know what you plan on doing with the arrow. Crossbow arrow, and you're not going to be able to track down where it came from." But they hauled the deer out to the road, put it next to the road, down the shoulder of the road, said somebody'd be there to pick it up, and they never came and picked it up. So now I got a dead deer on the shoulder of the road, and I don't even want to get near it to mow the yard out there by the road. So by winter it'll be gone, but you would have thought if they're going to get rid of it, I would have dragged it across the road and threw it in the ditch.
No, that'd be too easy, and it would make sense.
Well, I was a young deer, and one of my neighbors down the road shot it with the crossbow. I'm not sure which one did it, but it ended up dying in my front yard, so... And I was going to drag it to the back and bury it because it looked like it was out there for 12 hours and already starting to get bloated, and I wasn't going to mess with it. And I would have thought that somebody would have came and got it from the county or something, because they said that waste management or one of those kind of people come by and pick them up, but... Evidently, they forgot about the one out in my front yard.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
It's raccoon food.
possums.
Yeah. I don't know if possum eat meat, but I got cats outside, and there's a food pan outside, and I was looking out the kitchen window one night, and I'm like, man, what that? That's the ugliest cat I ever seen eating out of the food pan with the cats, and I opened the door and looked, and it was a damn possum. There were 10 cats eating out of the food pan for the cats, and a possum with his head stuck in the same pan when the cats were eating their dinner, and the cats didn't do nothing about it. I opened the door, the possum ran off, and the cats looked at me. But I would have thought the cats would have done something about chasing away the possum, and they didn't do nothing. Union.
It's like over here, a guy's got a bunch of raccoons moved into his old garage, and they're eating them with the cats, too.
Well, my neighbor next to me's got 20 acres, and there's a driveway that goes to the back of his property. There used to be a well back there, and he put trail cameras on it. And last year, there was black bears reported in Hemlock. They were on the news and what have you. And about a month later, he'd come over and goes, check this out, man. And he showed me a picture of a trail camera on the driveway going to the back. There was two black bears walking up the driveway next door. And I thought, huh, never seen black bears in this area, but they were only a couple of hundred yards away. I like black bear. I've had black bear for meals a couple of times, but never shot one. And I didn't shoot them neither, but they would have come over and ended up on my yard or something, I don't know.
Yeah, my uncle, he's got a big sow up there running around his property, and then she shows up and she gets in his corn and the bird feeder and whatnot there at the house. We got pictures of her right up next to the house.
How long she been hanging out?
This is her second year up there.
Gladwin area or something?
No, it's in Sheboygan. She's out there maybe 2 miles from Aloha State Park.
Well, I guess if she stays out of the dumpster and the trash cans and doesn't make a mess, that's what I feed the birds here too, and I was thinking that. I'm like, yep, that's all you need. I have a black bear up under the feeders, eating the grain that the squirrels knocked out. But the chickens are out here every day, and they're pretty much keeping that mess cleaned up, so 15 chickens, that's enough to pick up all the bird food on the ground.
Yeah, I feed the squirrels here. Now I got a couple of families of them living in here.
I used to have a pet squirrel, a brown or a fox squirrel, I guess it is. years ago. I found her. I was at a customer's house, and there was a little baby squirrel on the ground. It was raining in fall time, and it was cold and almost dead. And I put the damn thing in my shirt pocket and finished working, and I took it home and put it in an aquarium, fed it with an eyedropper, and I had that squirrel for 7 years in my house. And squirrels are cocky little turds, I'll tell you what. They have a mind of their own. And getting them back in the cage is a trick. The only way I could do it is she knew the sound of granola bars. That was her favorite snack food. And if you shipped the wrapper on the granola bar, she'd go crazy. So when I let her out of her cage, the only way you could get her back in was to grab a granola bar and shake the wrapper and open it up, throw a piece of granola bar in the cage. She'd jump back up in the cage and you'd shut the door, and that was the only way you could get her in the cage. Otherwise, she'd be running around the house all day. So it was something. Then I moved out to the country, and I took her out to the woods and let her go. And I should have dragged her out to where I bought this land, because I could have let her go out here. There's squirrels galore out here. But I let her go back in Bridgeport, so hopefully she had a good life.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of them here, and they eat pretty doggone good here, I'll tell ya. It was so hot this summer, I had one that was underneath my antenna up here on top of the oak tree. Sunning itself. It was all stretched out up there.
Way, and all he had was black squirrels and no fox squirrels. Now I got both. There's probably 10 black squirrels and 10 fox squirrels, and it's a real party here when I fill up the feeders, because there's usually 10 or 15 of them. They don't all show up at the same time, but they all come in and out all day long and make a mess.
Yeah, I know that. That's right over here. I got them on the picnic table and that, up and down the oak tree and stuff. And, yeah, they make a mess out there, but, what the heck. I like watching them. KURV.
Yeah, they love this big tree that's in this woods here that they think is a big squirrel house. So I have to let them know their boundaries.
Yeah, I got a tree out in the backyard. It's got 4 squirrel nests in it. The YL calls it a squirrel condominium. I don't know if they all use the nest at the same time or if they just build a different one every year, but they're up there. I got an oak tree coming out of my deck in the front here. It's about 10 feet away from the door. And they like going up and down that. My cats go crazy every time a squirrel comes down to see what's going on. Once in a while, the cats will get one, but not very often. Squirrels are pretty nimble.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
So this repeater is just a straight tone on a tone squall, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
Well, because I had it set up for TS in my programmer, and I couldn't hear nobody. And I turned the TV back, and it's working fine, so I just changed it in my programmer so that it was correct. Everything is just, you gotta check. You never know what the hell's causing it.
Yeah, I wish this radio here was easier to program than it is. And that, oh my God, there's nothing straightforward on this stupid thing. The doggone instructions for it read like stereo instructions.
Time to upgrade.
Yeah, or downgrade. Get an old radio there, simpler.
This radio sat for 2 years in a box when I bought it. I bought it brand new, and I was reading it, and it's like, man. And I had another guy come over and try to program it, and it was hard for him to do it, too. And so I just turned it off, and it had been setting for, you know, quite a while. Finally, the other day, when I got that that Bofang 17 over there, and I got looking at it, and it, the instructions were really easy on it. So, you know, you need the frequency, and you need the offset, and you need the shift, you know, and the PL and all that. And after I wrote it down on a piece of paper, I started looking on this radio, and once I found out where the menu button was at, because there's nothing clear on this thing, and once I found out what that is, it's the band set button is actually the menu button on it. So once I figured that out, frequencies went in it easy.
And if you're like everybody else, by the time you figure that one out, you get a different one, and then you gotta start all over.
URV. No, 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 no. I'm going to keep this radio. I'm not starting all over on a different one.
Yeah, this old Yaesu I'm talking on right now is about 25 years old. And every time I turn it on, if it don't smoke, I keep using it. And I figure until it does smoke, I won't buy a new one.
Now this radio here came from that ham radio outlet that they got. And I ordered this one from them when I seen it. It was brand new, still in the box.
Who's the manufacturer?
Yaesu. That's a Yaesu radio.
Yep, that's what I'm talking on, a Yaesu. A 212, that tells you how old it is.
Yeah, this one's got police, fire, and air, all that stuff in there, and then, you know, your 2 meter and your 440, but, it's like an act of Congress to try to get around in there to find all that stuff. I get more inquisitive on it, and sometimes it takes a whole doggone day to sit there and mess with it and read the book and try to figure out what's what, you know.
Well, that's the great thing about amateur radio. It makes you smarter.
Well, speaking of smarter, I went and took my general test, and I might as well have not have, because I did so terrible, I don't want to talk about it.
Did they tell you how many you missed off in it, or what?
Oh, yeah, I know how many I missed. I just I've been averaging 25, 28, you know, right answers on the other test, and it wasn't even close. I don't know what I was. I think I was off in La La Land or something, but we'll try again. Wasn't meant to be.
Where'd you take the test at?
Over in Owosso at the Owosso Club.
Did you take it back to back, take another one?
No, I didn't, because I did so bad on it. This one, I'm just going to go online and do it, I think.
You should have took it back to back. You should have took a minute, and then, you know, because sometimes they give you an easier one. They're not the same test.
Yeah, I know, I know. I was frustrated, so it probably wouldn't help. I still have this little thing in my mind that says, gee, I can talk on 10, but I can't talk on any of these other ones. And the same people that are on them are on this one. I don't run any amps. I don't run any big watts. I don't do any of that. I don't understand why I am not making a radio. What am I testing for?
You know, that's the thing with the advanced, and that you just get the prestige. You know, you don't get that much more bandwidth, you know. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the questions that they got, some of that. Right now, I'm averaging anywhere from 20, when I take the test, it's like 27, 28, right around in there. You need 37 to pass, and out of the 50 of the pool. So, I'm still working at it.
Again, I don't plan on building radios. Understanding them? Yeah, I think I understand them, but you know, I don't know. Some of the things that they ask is just seems different. KF8, DDP.
It's because 25% of their questions are stupid.
And you could still pass the test.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Hello, gentlemen. KF8BDP. I'm going to say, I'm going to get out of here. So NATVE, KE8. Is it you or URV, I believe. I think I'm going to head out. This is so much more quieter than the other one, and we'll have to try this again next time. So, other than that, I will talk to you guys, and I'll be listening and throwing it out on this band here, on this repeater, if I get my blind with my HD and see what happens. So, you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you.
Well, have a great day. We'll catch you later. And that, and yeah, hopefully you can sit out there in the blind and enjoy yourself in that. So, have a good one. KE8URV, I'll be clear, and repeater can go back to normal use.
Yeah? Crossbow or regular bow?
Well, I ain't taking nothing. I'm just going out there and just sitting in it. But no, I use a muzzle loader if I do, so I don't throw sticks at anything. I just use my muzzle loader when I need to shoot.
Yeah, 50, 54 caliber.
She's a 50 CVA all the way.
Well, there you go. Well, the nice thing about having farmland is you probably have a whole bunch out in the field there. You won't even have a chance to shoot.
Yeah, we got, I don't know. The younger ones are all the hunters out here, so we have food plots put out. some of the fields that don't do anything. We got radishes, turnips, kale, four times the clover, alfalfa. It's just, you know, and then I got a 6x8. We'll just call it a cabin, and then we got another one over by our pond, and then we got doubles all over in the trees, and we got cameras laying all over, so, yeah, it's we just have fun, but, yeah, it's good to eat. Oh, and go Lions today.
Yeah, I was wondering, who are they playing today?
Tennessee Titans, 1 o'clock.
Well, that sounds like an easy win, but keep my mouth shut. You know what happens when you think that about Detroit.
Yes, sir. Yeah. They're 1-5, and we're 5-1, so figure that one out. So that's probably one of them Death Stars coming at us.
Yeah, Detroit gets cocky, we'll probably get our ass kicked, but hopefully not. We ought to stamp them, but I know how Detroit is. So, well, 7-3, and enjoy being out in the tree, or the woods, or wherever the blind is. So, and I'm thinking about doing the same thing, you guys, to get out, go feed the animals, and try to stick a flame to some more of these leaves before they blow all over to the neighbors and then blow all the way back again. So I'm going to say 7-3-2. You guys have a good day. Get out of here and go and get something accomplished. N-A-T-V-E.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
JCW monitoring.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Here is K8JCW monitoring. Here is K8JCW monitoring.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KE8PCQ. My name is Dave, and I'm taking GreeNet check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, November 8, Echo Romeo Lima.
Repeat that, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha Rick. The previous caller was N-A-E-R-L. K-C-V-O-A.
Thanks. This is KE8PCQ, taking GreeNet check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name. This is KE8PCQ, taking GreeNet check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name. Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Echolink only. At this time, I will take regular check-ins.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron and Saginaw.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Smith.
Well, we'll have a little check-in again after we go through this rather short list. First, an announcement. I don't know all the details, but I know that KC8SDL, Rob, was in the hospital last week. That's the reason he hasn't been on the radio, but I know no details and haven't heard any. So maybe we ought to keep him in our prayers. Let's get started here. N-A-E-R-L, Dave, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Dave. I do have a little information on Rob. I did talk to him. He wanted everybody to know that he's had some few obstacles, but he is now at McLaren West in rehab and doing okay. He sounded good on the phone, but yeah, I'm sure keep him in your prayers. But he is on the way back. Been working a little bit on the CQ Worldwide. Spent most of my time, I didn't get a lot of time, on 10 meters. 10 meters was open pretty well, mostly into Europe when I got on earlier today, and then down towards South America later on today. But spent all my, well, I was on 20 for a little bit, but enjoyable. Always trying to add a few more entities on 10 meters. It's kind of tough, but you know, 10 meters is not going to be open forever, so I'm trying to get what I can. Other than that, had a good weekend. Spent some time with the XYL, just the two of us, which is sometimes hard to do with grandkids and everything else going on, but so far a good weekend. Looks like it's going to warm up a day or two this week. Been a great Indian summer. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, thanks for the info, Dave. You know, we'll keep them in our prayers. I know 10 meter was wide open for me the other day. I believe it was Thursday. And it was impressive. But most of my time this last week has spent, grass season is done, leaf season's in. So we're one tree less in the yard, but still banging out some heavy amounts of leaves. Next up, KC8VOA, Rick, good evening. Stand by, Ron.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for taking that. Besides keeping KC8SDL in your prayers, would you keep my wife in your prayers? Recently, I had to take her to the hospital last night, and She's struggling a little bit right now, and hopefully she's getting on the mend and getting better. Yes, it is leaf season. I've got a whole bunch of trash cans as soon as this net's done to get out to the curb and get them out there, and I'll be filling those trash cans right back up. That's how many leaves are down now. So the leaves are definitely falling. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KCVOA, back to KEATCQ.
Definitely keep a prayer line going, Rick. Yeah, hope she's doing well. And the leaves, yeah, it's impressive. KC8YVF, Ron, good evening. Stand by, Bob.
Well, thanks, Dave, for doing the net. Sorry, Rick, to hear about your wife being in the hospital for hours there, too. Yeah, it seems that kind of season. I've got a couple other friends that have been in and out of the hospital in the last week or two as well, so I got to try and keep everybody healthy as best as possible. Weekend, yeah, CQ Worldwide. I just happened to notice that I came down before the 5 o'clock net, the state net, and turned the HF on, and heard quite a bit of activity just on 20 meters, and then I looked at the ARRL calendar and noticed there was a contest going on. So I did make a couple of contacts, one to Canada, one to Italy, and that was about it. All I had time for. It's been a busy weekend yesterday. Again, lots of chores doing around the house. All sorts of things that I got to get done before that white stuff flies, and I'm running out of time here. Had a MICON meeting yesterday with the National Weather Service. Wasn't well attended. I was quite surprised. I think I counted maybe 16 people. There was like 7 or 8 people online, which I did the online meeting. And usually down at White Lake, it's standing room only. And there was maybe 6 or 7 people down at White Lake, and that was it. So usually the meeting goes about 1.5 to 2 hours, and we were done in basically 40 minutes. So with the MICON, with the National Weather Service part of it, just a light recap of the summer. And that was about it, some of the summer storms and that we had. Hopefully they send out the PowerPoint for it, because we got a new coordinator, Rich Pullman, who had been our liaison for the Weather Service, boy, for the last 15 plus years, is now basically the head meteorologist at the Weather Service down there in White Lake. So we have a new lady that is taking his place that did the meeting and that. So had that in the morning, and then I had outside to do lots of chores again. Again, more chores than I've got hours for. Let me break. And today I was back at it again. Last night we also had to leave about 3 o'clock. My daughter had a Halloween party down at her house, so we went down to help them finish setting up. And we stayed till about 9:30 or so. And then both of us had it. By the time we drove home, we had a glass of water and our meds for the night, and off the bed we went. So I didn't wake up till 6:30 this morning when one of the pets got us up. But so today was out cleaning out both of the back shed and the back garage to get all of the patio furniture, all the summer stuff put away for the winter. Got all of that done. I got my leaves raked up that I have out there. Again, the leaves, I've got a vacuum blower device, so I vacuum up all of the leaves, that shreds them and puts them into the bags, and those will go with mulch into the garden. So I got about 3 bags of leaves right now that'll go into the garden. Next week it'll be cleaning out the garden, get the leaves down, the fertilizer, the fall fertilizer, and over the winter stuff, and then get everything tilled up. So that's next week's plan. So the leaves keep coming. Luckily, I got rid of the 2 trees on the side. I don't have any problem there. I only have the 1 tree in the front anymore. So that's a whole lot better than I had. Back to you, Dave. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
Thanks, Ron, but if you got neighbors, you got leaves. That's just the way it looks over here. And I think a lot of what we're doing right now, you know, November's next week, I think it's just the season this time was so nice for so long. There are boats still in the water that haven't been pulled out. They're going nuts and just, you know, we cut lawn up to last week, and I think the whole thing has been that way. Next up, NAKPR, Bob, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, that's what I was doing today, too, leaves. I've only done one pass in the yard so far before, prior to this, so we're supposed to be getting some wind, 40 mile an hour winds, so that should shake some of the leaves out of the tree. And plus, we're getting some warm weather on Tuesday and Wednesday in the 70s, possibly 80 degrees. I'll take it. I love that stuff. And what else has been going on? Yeah, all the, as far as leaves go, normally, I live out in the country, and normally, most years, I can just dump my leaves out in the farmer's field, you know, and he plows them under in the spring. But for the last 6 years, I've had a hay field behind my house, so I got to deal with it different ways. So I just can't throw them in the garden because they just, I don't have a pickup around here, and I don't have a, you know, I just can't throw them in the garden because in the springtime, it's when I rototill the garden, it's just, I got to rototill about 10 times to drain the leaves and fill with the dirt. So I got to put them, run them through a chipper shredder. I got a Troy-built shredder, and I just run it through that and spread it in the garden, and that works a lot better. That works a whole lot better. It makes it a lot finer. So usually deal with it in the spring. Hopefully next year's last year. He has a hay field behind me. I can start dumping it in the field. But until then, that's what I got to do with it. Back to next draw. It's NAKPR.
Well, I've got a bagger lawn boy that has been around for like 17 years, and I keep it in top condition so that I can mulch the leaves and pick them up, put them in bags. That works pretty good. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDHKAC, Minnie.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
PCQ, POA.
Go ahead.
Hey, after a mini, unless someone else jumps in, I'd like to throw a poser question out there.
Okay, not a problem. Good evening, Minnie.
Good evening, KDHPCQ. This is KDHPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of them on the net here, and keep Rick's wife and Rob both in my prayers and everything. I haven't been doing much. Started working on a puzzle yesterday, and I almost got it finished. Probably finish it tomorrow. So, other than that, I haven't been doing much of anything. I don't rake leaves because I'm in the country and the neighbors, they burn theirs, but mine just stays on the ground and they mow them down the next week year. So this is KD8PAZ, KD8PCQ.
That sounds like a good idea on the leaves, many other than the fact that I'm in town. Okay, back to KCH-VOA, Rick.
Here's a question for you folks tonight. How do you remove a sticker from a plastic object or a metal object or something you don't want to damage? And how do you get them off? What was the method that works for you the best? And with that, I'll turn it back over to KEA-PCQ from KCVOA.
At this time, we'll take 7-3 round, N-A-E-R-L, Dave, stand by, Rick.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was distracted. I missed Rick's poser. Dave, could you repeat it, over?
has a piece of plastic and he has a sticker on it, and he wants to get it off without harming the piece of plastic. When it comes to me, I'll give him my ideas because I've done a lot of them. Back to Dave.
Yeah, okay, Rick. I guess I don't have any good ideas for that either, so I'll leave it up to Dave when it comes back to him. Rick, sorry to hear about your wife. I hope that she's doing well, and I hope that she gets home soon. As far as my lawn goes, I have a lot of leaves, and I just keep mulching them as best as I can. I've got a couple of mowers with pretty good mulching blades, and normally by the end of the season, I don't have a lot to bag up. We do have a couple of trees that really shed late, so sometimes I have to mulch them up, you know, regardless, because I missed the pickup time. The Lions game, I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch it, but that was really an interesting football game. The Lions didn't have a lot of offense, but they had some great special team plays and some turnovers, and it was quite the game, very, very high scoring as far as what the Lions go. So everybody have a good week. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
We watched most of the game, Dave, and it turned out like a basketball score. That's all I can say. 73, my friend. Rick, 73 round.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the method I've been using. I don't know if there's other better methods. That's why I'm asking the question. Is lately I've been soaking them down with WD-40, and when the label gets thoroughly saturated and you can see it penetrates through, then I try to peel it off, and I've had halfway decent luck with that. There's been some that are pretty gummy and a little more challenging, but so far so good. It may soak overnight before I try to pull the label off. So forth. 73, everyone, from TCBOA. Back to KEAPCQ.
Well, Rick, I'll give you my scenario right now. I've done a lot of boats and sails where there's numbers on them, and, you know, some pretty critical stuff. And what I do is, the first thing I do is I have a heat gun, and I just gently warm everything, and it brings the stickers, if it's a sticker or a tag, it brings it back to life, and it makes it pliable. Just warm. Once you peel it off warm, I use a product called 3M Trim and Adhesive Remover. Not cheap, but it'll pull all the glue right off and doesn't damage the products. So hopefully that'll help. KCH-YVF, Ron, 73 round.
All right, Dave, thanks for doing them that. Rick, I'm kind of in your camp. Most of the time, I try and get most of the sticker off. Try and peel most of the sticker off itself if I can get it off. But then, like I said, the WD-40 generally has worked very well for me to remove any of the glue or goo or anything with it. Sometimes you have to let it sit. I will let it soak in a while, and then I will just take my finger, or depending on the surface, I have a couple of soft plastic putty knives that I can maneuver any of the glue and that stuff to get most of it off, and just keep applying the WD-40, and that generally will take all of it off. Once it's off, of course, you got the oily film on it. I will take some IPA, isopropyl alcohol, and just on a paper towel and remove all of the oil off the surface, and I haven't had a problem with anything getting damaged that way. Getting the sticker off, that's a good idea, Dave, as far as to heat it up with a heat gun or even possibly a hair dryer, something to at least make it more pliable, at least get the sticker off, especially if it's a plastic type of sticker that the WD-40 or agent won't go through easily, won't soak through. Obviously, if it's some sort of paper sticker, it'll that will soak through a lot easier and get it off a lot better. But that's what I've used. I've used it very well over the years, and it's amazing what WD-40 can be used for. There are a lot of different things, that's for sure, other than it's an intended purpose, that's for sure. All right, let me break. Supposedly got some rain coming in Tuesday, so watch out there. Thursday, Halloween, supposed to be rain in the morning, they're calling for now. It's supposed to be done by like 2 o'clock, so basically rain in the morning, which would be nice. We haven't had a rain-free Halloween in the last couple of years, so hopefully we'll be able to get some of our decorations. We got some of our lights and some of our decorations that are weatherproof out there, but we haven't been able to get any of the animatronic things outside in the last few years because it's not going out in the rain, so we'll see if that happens or not. And hopefully the weather is not supposed to be real warm. Wednesday, I guess, like back up in the mid-70s again, but dropping off for Thursday for Halloween. So 73s, everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF.
73, Ron, and thanks for the info. N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in that, Dave. Eric, everything that's been mentioned so far, things that I've used before, you know, there's some other products, but it's just for, let's say, removing the glue, you know, that's on there, and I've only used it on glass, I believe. There's, like, Goo Gone and lighter fluid, but yeah, WD-40 and heat gun, that's the best solution I've it's a common solution that I've used too before, and the heat does soften it up, and sometimes you can get it off with 90% of the glue with it, so it's a good idea. But with that said, again, Dave, thanks for doing that, and I'll hear most of you tomorrow night. So everybody have a good evening, and 73's back to my controller, sending KPR.
Have a great week, Bob. Stay safe. 73. 88. DAC, many. 73 round.
DAC, and I just take good hot soapy water and put them in there and let them soak for maybe 2 days, and it comes right off. So other than that, I've got WD-40 here and stuff like that, but I don't use that. But other than that, not much going on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCU. Talk to people tomorrow night. 73, everyone.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Minnie, and good luck on the puzzle. 73. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. Any comments or rechecks, please come now. I'd like to thank everyone for joining the net tonight. And at this time, I will turn the repeater back to normal amateur radio use. 73, everybody.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.